For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No banana, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, got a slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of crime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Thirteen of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Primo, aka Prime, in the building. Shout out to Hollis Thomas in the building, aka the Tank, and shout out to Tim. Tonight we're talking about. I don't want to be all in my feels, but you know, when the news broke of Hassan being traded, I was kind of, you know, the Phillies were on. I'm kind of just pissed. I'm kind of like, all right, I have life things to do. I should go live right now. But then I sat back in my feels. It's something we've been talking about for a minute, whether it would happen, whether it would not. But tonight is the Life After Hassan episode. And I think, you know, we're going to pay homage to, you know, to Hassan Reddick. I think he did his damn thing. He came in here as a hired gun. Talk about his production in 2022, 19 and a half sacks. You talk about a guy who was finished fourth in defensive player of the year. While there are fans out there who will try and, you know, kick him on the way out and try to discredit what he's done, bro, the production that he's had over the last 2 years, he's did what he's supposed to do, didn't complain. He's been that dude. The whole defense kind of shit the bed at the end of the season. So at the end of the day, I get it's a business. And I think Howie Roseman had to do business like things. And Hassan had to do business like things. So for his family and for his future generation, I think it's a great move for Hassan. I know Prime, you're a big Camden guy, you're a big Hassan stan. How do you feel?
Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like you said, bro, it's business. You know, we got to accept on, you know, the decision that was made. And, you know, again, like Hassan said, whether you like the decision or not, you got to go ahead and, you know, take it with the grain. He's definitely going to be missed. He's definitely a big piece of this defense. Look, the stats pretty much said it all. His hard work said it all. For people to go ahead and, you know, try to downgrade him and say, like, you know, we're going to a younger route by letting him go and bringing something. Nah, man, like, let's cut all that shit out. I've seen older heads, you know, in here doing way better than these young boys. And, you know, that's definitely not going to be one that I'm going to agree on or jump on that train. I wish we would have kept him. I didn't take the news too well. You know what I mean? I was kind of hoping it was a pre-April Fool's joke, but it wasn't. And then yesterday seeing the press conference of him in New York, it definitely didn't sit right, man. He's going to be missed. Yeah, like, that's the other thing. I just got finished buying that jersey.
That was a gift.
That was the gift, man. That was the gift. So, you know, that's a hard piece right there. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But look, man, I wish him nothing but the best. You know what I mean? He definitely has my support. And, you know, not shutting the door on Hassan Reddick, man. You know what I mean? Hey, maybe somewhere down the line, an eagle again. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Camden's finest, man. Camden's finest. It sucked to see him leave, see him go, but it's a business. I'm still trying to get over the process of what we got, because at first when I seen it, I was like, a third? Okay, cool. Then it was like 2026. I said, oh, okay. So
yeah,
down the line, you know what I'm saying? We're kicking the can down the road on this joint. But yeah, man, I like Bryce Huff. These young Bulls gonna step up. That means more playing time for Nolan Smith. more playing time. I think, you know, who's it? Got Sweat back. I'm gonna miss the celebration. I'm gonna definitely miss that. I'm gonna miss this Hassan with his presence and that leadership that he had in that D line. You know what I'm saying? So it sucks to see him go, but I understand it's a business.
Someone who knows about the business, Tank. How are you feeling? I know you know this business side of things in Philadelphia.
He's my neighbor too, so just like so I was like, and okay. When I seen him, I was like, damn man. It's like yeah, but it's like you don't learn it's a business, and I think he's at the point in his career where he knows that it's a business, and I know a lot of the other guys too. Probably, you know, but pissed that he's gone because with the pressure, with the attention that he draws for the defense, drew for the defense for the time he was here, it helped out a lot of the other guys. And I am going to miss the celebration. I was happy that we were able to keep Sweat here, but I knew that Hassan Reddick was going to want more than the $15 million a year, and he was going because he earned it. And if you look at it, everybody can talk about one trick pony. All he did was pass rush. He was leading the league in sacks before you had a defensive coordinator who was dropping him into coverage. But he did everything you asked him to do. And he didn't pitch a moan about nothing, so I guess they couldn't come to grips over the money that he was well-deserved. So they had to go get – we didn't go younger. I think if they could have worked something out with Hassan Reddick, we would have had all those guys in here, and we'd have just had a formidable pass. Vic Fangio would have found a way to get them on the field. The one thing I haven't been on the show in a while, the one thing that I haven't had a chance to do was one of my buddies that played with me with the Rams, named James Hall, he was out in San Francisco where Vic Fangio was out there. And I just know Vic Fangio in passing. He's one of those guys that has – he doesn't have a system. He just coaches. And he has a bunch of different you know, personnel formations and stuff that I feel like if he'd had all of those guys and we had pass rushing, we're going to be hell on wheels, but we would have been hell two times two on wheels. And it's sad to see my neighbor go. I'm not going to see him in the parking lot no more. He got me some free shoes down there one day with a young boy coming up, and he was like, yeah, this is OG. I was like, yeah, what's up? The little cat had the shoes and stuff, but the personal side, the fan personal side, I'm pissed. Yeah, I'm pissed as a fan, but I know this is a business, and I know he's going to go. I'm glad they didn't trade him to anybody in the NFL. That's what I'm glad of.
For sure.
That's like the next time we see him in the Super Bowl, if that or just a regular season game. But
now we're talking about the trade. You talk about you know, originally you saw the news and you're like, you know, second round pick, maybe, you know, a third round pick in 2020. The year 2026 doesn't even sound real for me, actually. So when you're like, how far away is that? Is that even real? And like Prime, you said that was an April Fool's joke. I think from a perspective of a GM where you're talking about at least getting something for a guy out the building, I think they got their best bet. You know, obviously, I thought we would get something in this year's draft, but that didn't work out. But how did you feel? How do you feel like this pick? Like you talk about 67.5% of the snaps, and he has to have 10 sacks. Do you think this is possible?
Well, see, I mean, but before I even answer that question, can we just clear the wave? I mean, I'm still trying to figure out, has he been offered a new contract? Because I'm hearing he hasn't.
Not yet, but I think I believe that's in the works.
It's in the works? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I mean, I really hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, we'll see what happens. but in reference to the pick that we ended up getting in return, I'm not happy with it because what's that doing for us now? That's just the thing. If we're all in, we need something that's going to go ahead and benefit us now. 2026, we're talking about two, three years down the line, man. And I'm not down to be waiting that long. I'm all in now. I'm all in with the moves that we're making. So what's that doing for me? So I just feel like, you know what I mean, the Jets got away with you know, a good trade on their part.
You know, Joe Doug is up there though, Prime.
I get it, man.
So he kind of Howie a little bit on this one.
Yeah, he got Howie back. Yeah, he got Howie back on that one.
And he went from grasshopper to the master. One trade.
Well, I think it's like an OG standpoint. You're like, yeah, man, I'm old, man. Like you can't be messing around right now. Like this is a window, you know. But
yeah,
I don't know. You kind of fleeced Howie. I feel like a little bit at least. I mean, you could have gave us a pick next year because we could have moved up in the draft with a pick from next year. He could have moved up in the draft at any point. But I guess Howie's thinking in the long run around the things, and we did take Bryce Huff from them. I don't know. I'm still, the jury's still out on the kid. My brother don't really like the move. Morris doesn't like it, and I don't like it either. So he's got to prove himself. So he did cool it with the Jets, but he's got on a different kind of green now. We expect more.
Now talking about you know, the snaps that he's got to get those snaps in, right? So 67.5% of those snaps over the last 2017, he had 42% of the snaps. 2018, 76%. 2019, 61%. 79%. In 2020, 2021, he had 83, 74, and 74 in 22 and 23. Do you think he reaches that with he's got to compete with edge rushers John Franklin Myers, Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald, and Michael Clemens? Do you think we get this second round pick, or you think it's just it might be just the third?
You want the truth?
Well,
yeah, I would love it.
I'm gonna give you the quick truth from a business standpoint, Prime. This Prime, it's like I was supposed to give 40% of the snaps in one season, and my contract would escalate. I was at 40%, and all of a sudden my playing time dwindled, and they were saying they were safe to me for the playoffs. So, it's just like, it's one of those things where if he, like somebody just said in the comments, business wise, if he gets the 9 sacks, they're not gonna sit him. And if he gets 67%, it's gonna be just 67. It ain't gonna be the point that we need him to get. They're gonna play one more play just to keep us from. Yeah, it's gonna be a third. It's a third.
Do you see that possibly happening?
That they sit him?
Yes.
You heard all the other pass rushers they got, right?
No, I heard that, and that's what I'm saying. And then again, I asked the question: are they really gonna work out a new contract or play this existing contract out? Because, I mean, why go ahead and offer somebody money to get the 9 sacks and then sit them? Why? I'm just asking a question here. You know what I mean? That's why I'm not closing the door on the boy coming back. Speaking it into existence. All right? Remember that I said that. All right?
Okay. Why? Because the contract
not said that. That's exactly what I'm talking about. All right? So, I mean, in reality, is Howie the one really playing the mind game here?
I can see that.
I got all three of y'all.
No. You know, that's that meme. That's that meme. I can definitely see that, because let's go, man. Like, listen, there's two sides of it, right? There's the business side, and then there's a side where, hey, you got to be able to play, right? With the business side, it goes, okay, well, you couldn't have just left him under the contract when he got that, what, the 14 plus the signing bonus that I've been in, like 21 mil, right? You let him stay. He plays in an Eagle uniform. Oh, we're going to get a comp pick. That's not necessarily true, though. Right. What happens if you go and sign another person that's better? It depends on what type of the stats or accolades of what they got for the season. So, yeah, I can definitely see that. Damn, you made me think.
Just throwing it out there, bro.
Yeah, I feel like Alan on Hangover. All the numbers is rolling in my face now.
Yo, the thing about people saying, like, you know, he's greedy. I'm like, yo, he's like, if he wants to get his money, let him get his money, his new contract. So be it. And if they felt like they couldn't budge, they knew I wouldn't have shown up. Like, you don't want to go that route. But I was listening to Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco talk the other night, and they just talked about the difference between playing in a good organization and a bad organization is them actually allowing you to get your worth when it's there. Like, you know, Ocho got, you know, his I know he feels a certain way about the Bengals in certain areas, but I feel like if you know a player, can get his worth and you can't give it to him here, allow him to go get his money, you know, from a business standpoint and what he's meant to the franchise in just 2 years. I think it's a, you know, it sucks to see him go, but we do have to do a Life After His Son podcast. So we're gonna talk about Bryce Huff. I know you guys probably all watched some cut ups of Bryce Huff. I think his production in limited time, you know, he put in some work against some of our own players. Mulata, he gave Jack Driscoll the business. But I think, what did you think of some of Bryce Huff's production, some of the, you know, cut ups you guys watched on him?
Well, seeing the videos, I mean, hey, he definitely looks like a stud, but I mean, I'm not all bought in just yet. I mean, like, I'm still scratching my head on the contract he was given. And it, again, leads back to the main title. It's a business, you know, but like, it's got to build on me. So, I mean, I'm going to take it upon really watch this dude, see what he's all about. And, you know, and hopefully he'll build, you know, that resume, you know, as a fan. I need him to build that resume. I need to see it, you know, straight up against, you know, real big competitors out there in this division and in this league. So I'm not, you know, I'm not doubting him. Again, just watching a little bit of clips that I've seen and a little bit of played only 17 games in his career so far. But, you know, he looks like he definitely has the potential to be, you know, one of those big high time players. So we'll see how it goes. I'm all for seeing this kid, you know, and his rise.
Most definitely. I want to give him a chance. He did damage, and he missed, what, 2 or 3 weeks of the season because he was still, I think he wasn't even on the active list of a roster for the Jets last year. So if he comes here, man, I know he's really good at pressure. Pressure sometimes, it's not better than sacks, but pressure is good, right? It's
right.
You make sure the quarterback makes a mistake or get the ball out of his hands fast as possible, make him make the wrong mistake, right? I definitely want to see him a little bit more on the field when it comes to the run game, because I did not see that, how he is towards the run game. But like I said, the body of work that he did last year, I think the reason why we didn't see that is because he wasn't on the field as much, because the Jets have a nice defensive line. Can he come here in Philadelphia and do this and, you know, basically put the same product that he put with the Jets in the midnight green? That's what we need to see, because he's not going to have, you know, not going to have the talent that the Jets have. I'm going to be honest with you. Jets probably got a little bit. I mean, Jalen Carter is probably the only thing I'm like, okay, I know for sure. I know what's up. Nolan Smith is an unknown.
Whoa,
like, he is. He makes me nervous every time. Every time I see him and he gets up from a tackle, he's grabbing his damn chest and his arm. I'm nervous.
You nervous? What about you, Hollis? You nervous about Nolan Smith?
I'm not nervous. I like him. He has a tremendous upside. I've seen him play against the run as well. I like the thing I do like about him versus run is the way he sets the edge and he doesn't feather it out. Like sometimes you'll see a defensive end, if you got elephant force, he truly sets the edge. And a lot of times when they're trying to bore it out, he ends up making the play. The one thing that I'm not so much worried about, but I'm anxious to see is this is a bigger sample size than he's had to put forth before. So it's time to come on with the come on. So I hope he doesn't take a step backwards. Because we will let him know as a
fan. Sure. For sure we will.
Right. You got that right.
Yeah.
And I'm with
you. But
no, I'm saying I'm with you, Hollis, because like this is the opportunity for them making the move that they just made. They're that, you know, that's pretty much now going to the next man mentality. And Nolan Smith is up next. You know what I mean? He's on deck circle. So, you got to come in. You got to step up to the plate. You know what I mean? With the full count, you're going to swing, you're going to hit, miss, what? You know what I mean? Here's the opportunity to prove and show all that. So, I'm big on Nolan Smith. And, you know, Tim, you mentioned that, you know, especially in the last part of last season, that's what you were worried about. Every time he got put into the lineup, he comes out doing a good play or makes a big impact on a play. And then a couple plays later, there he is holding the shoulder. I'm hoping all that is put behind him. I'm hoping he strengthened that thing up big time in the offseason and, you know what I mean, going into this season. So, yeah, it's pretty much, put up or shut up this season. So, like, you know, you got to come in here strong. And You're given the opportunity. Don't blow it. That's all I'm going to tell you. Don't blow it.
Quick question, Tim and Prime. Do you think that that Nolan's, you know, getting hurt the way he stung the way he did was because of the helter-skelter defensive scheme that we were playing? Nobody not knowing what the hell they're out there doing? Because that's it.
I
like linebackers running to each other.
Kids on the playground.
It was a lot of backyard football going on.
Yeah, the one thing that I was wondering, because you know when you playing and you know what the hell you're doing, you hurt a lot less. But when you don't know what the hell you're supposed to be at, and you search around, your mind starts to wander and get weary. And then I think that now he'll have more of a definitive role. So I'm not worried about him. I'm not too worried about him getting hurt. Because if he does, it's an opportunity. You want ankle twist away from being a starter, sir.
Hmm. Sure. Now we're talking about projections in my Allen Iverson voice. That wasn't really Allen Iverson voice. I could do better than that. We talking about projections, man. No, we talk about these RAS scores. This is, you know, you get into the number side of things. You know, looking at this, you know, look at the how I put in a Nolan Smith to get his RAS score to see who his comparable player was, and it shot out Hassan Reddick. So I mean, you look at the same size, the same kind of speed, the elite traits. So you think I think you know Nolan Smith. We all were high on pre draft. Everybody was loving the selection. I think when you haven't seen something yet, obviously you start getting a little, because the Jordan Davis stand, I mean, not stands, I said the haters haven't seen it yet. So I think people are starting to, you know, wonder, you know, is this Nolan Smith's time to shine?
Yeah, well, we knew that during the draft. Like when we were in at the link and we were watching the draft, we got excited when we picked Nolan Smith, because that was the first thing that came out of all our mouths was we got pretty much like another Hassan right there. Physique, height, strength, the ability to get off that line, get to the quarterback, you know what I mean, in his college days. And then now you got to bring that to the pro level. So, you know, that's what we were hoping for. Now we didn't get to see as much of that because, you know, going back to what Hollis said, the stupid defensive scheme that we were running, we didn't get to enjoy that. And now we're not really going to enjoy it just yet because he's playing in New York. He left. Now Nolan's here, you know what I mean? And then I don't know. Are you going to see that between him and Huff? I hope so. I hope what we wanted between him and Hassan can happen between him and Huff. And, you know, it brings the best out of them, out of both of them. So, you know, the comparison was already there from the get-go. And now it's just time to actually put it in play and see it.
Well, here's some numbers from this is from Hassan Reddick when his earlier years when he was with the Cardinals. I don't know if he was used correctly. 2.5 sacks in his first year, 4 sacks his second year. You know, 1 sack. You know,
the QB, you know, they moved the linebacker there.
Yeah, and then they started using him correctly, and that's when Hassan, you know, started to flourish. So as he moving right along here,
right.
Then you see the production step up. 12.5 sacks in 2020, 2021, 11. And 16 in 2022, 19.5 if you count the playoffs, 11 sacks last year. But then looking at Bryce Huff, his first couple years, look at that the production. You know, he now that he has a role and got featured in a limited time. You know, the QB hits, the 21 QB hits is something I like. You know, he had a. The pressure rate was there, so I'm trying to get used to the Bryce Huff. Saying the word Bryce Huff.
He's a young guy. No, the one thing quickly to answer Bob Downey that's in our comments. I love Vic Fangio's scheme because that's what he is. He's got a scheme. If we had a 10th ranked defense last year, we might have went further. Dick Fangio. but it's like he has, and the part about it that I love is He's like a not even a mad scientist. He schemes for teams. We didn't scheme for nobody. We just was calling plays, and everybody had our number. We called a scrimmage. It was like when you remember when you guys played, and the scrimmage was everything vanilla, no blitzes or anything. Right. That's exactly what we went through. We haven't scouted the team. We just rolled our athletes out there and hope for the best. But I like Vic, and Vic Fangio has not been exposed. He always has a good defense. Good to go.
I think we got McDonald's version, not the McDowell's version. But yes, we got Michael Jackson. We don't have Tito Jackson. Yeah. So I feel like it's gonna be a little bit better than what we saw last year. And I think
it's a lot better. We had two. It's two cousins from previously. Yeah, like, hey, anybody know Michael Jordan? His cousin's here. Just no. Right. We had Gannon, and then we had Desai. Now we got the real deal. You'll see the difference. The fact that Kevin Byard had to ask to game plan the receiver. Did you hear that?
This is true.
Yeah, he had to ask. Yo, what the hell? What the hell were they doing?
The pencil in his ear.
Byard came on the boat. Was like, look at me. Look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm the captain now. I respect it because if you see the ship going down, that means the veteran is speaking up. Like, yo, if this ship is going down, like, let me drive the boat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't want to look bad out there.
I mean, that's the part where I'm like, that's the thing that at least I feel a lot better because that last four games of the season had us all embarrassed. Can I say everybody was pretty much didn't want to watch the playoffs? I watched the playoffs, but I was like this, hold my eyes.
Yeah, no, you were about to take me and hold my eyes. I had to get away before you grabbed me.
let me ask you a question. So at the during the playoff game, so I watched the defense pretty much play flag football, and then we get the ball offensively, and they come out and spread. I damn near lost my fucking mind. I was like, we just played this team early in the season and ran the ball down their throat. Now, your dumb ass going to come out here in a spread formation. I was like, yeah, what did I ask you? I was at the game, too. It was brutal.
Hey, that's what happens. That's what happens when your offensive coordinator is getting his play calling off Madden and Techno Bowl.
I was going to say more like Techno Bowl.
Yeah, that was a bad scene.
And the other team was hitting the same play as we was hitting.
Right. Nah, one was getting the plays off of Tecmo Bowl. The other one thought he was better by getting them off of Super Tecmo Bowl. So I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
There was one play during that playoff game. I thought Bo Jackson was running the ball.
That game. I don't think you could pay me to actually go back and watch that game. I mean, I went back and watched the Super Bowl game right after it happened. I went home and watched it. But this game, I would watch the Super Bowl before that last game because that game. Oh, I mean, at least they fought like that game. True. They didn't fight. Yeah, so I still can't
watch the Super Bowl. I can't watch it because we should have won that.
Yeah, we should have won that. Yeah.
Hey, there's something else you could watch is the Birds in Brazil. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. As the Birds take over Brazil, August 30th, September 8th. Shout out to Jesse Wine for the graphics. This is phenomenal. Oh, these guys are phenomenal artists, but it should be a great trip.
Yes, it will be.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. Still have to get all my all my stuff straight.
You gotta get your visa too, man.
So get credentials.
Make sure I keep my. Never mind. I was going to say something crazy, but it's going to be a great trip. It's going to be a great trip.
Don't be there now.
Yeah, don't go messing it up. You're already allowed to go.
It's going to be a great trip.
You're the only person in the screen that's allowed to go.
Take our advice. Let's go.
Yeah, take our advice. In fact,
it's going to be a great trip. It's going to be a great trip.
Wifey said, hell no.
Yeah. But if you're looking to book a trip, go to phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you follow them on Sports Trips PHL for more information. Shoot an email to Vince if you've got any questions. I know I'm excited to go. But talking about something else that I'm excited about, are you guys excited about the NFL draft? Has it sunk in yet?
Oh.
It's I don't know. It's not there yet. I'm really trying to hype this thing. It's just not there yet. It's not there yet for me.
2 weeks. I mean,
it's not that, bro. Like, hold on. Yeah. It's not that. It's just because of all the off-season transitions that we've already got going on. That's why I'm at ease. You know what I mean? I'm at ease. I'm good. Besides a little setback this past weekend with Hassan getting traded, I'm at ease. I'm good. But, you know, let it build up, and hopefully I'll be there. I'll be able to enjoy one of these mock drafts with you guys.
Did you have to sit in the room and listen to LL Cool J and E-Love or something?
Like, bro, I had to sit. I was looking like my man off of what's the Netflix movie? The Mexican cartel dude that's sitting over there
sitting in the pool.
I was just sitting with my head there. Like just the day before, I'm over there telling the guys like, "Oh, Hassan ain't going nowhere, man. That boy wants to play his contract out. He gonna go ahead and rock out." That's what I'm talking about. And then the next thing you know, breaking news, Jets. Get Hassan Reddick off a tray. I had to come downstairs and just sit there for a minute. Like, man, this really just happened.
You know, because you think about Joe Douglas up in New York. He has to make this move. He has to make some flashy move because he's on the hot. Not I'm gonna say the hot seat, but he's in the
Pablo
place.
Escobar.
He's gotta win now. So I think in terms of like a Howie move, Howie's like good. I'm like I'm good. I'm never. I'm leaving. If I want to leave, I'll leave, but I'm not leaving anytime soon. So I could make these projection type moves. But yeah, I mean, there was another move that happened. Evan actually got a contract. Did you know that?
No, speak on it.
Yeah, Evan, shout out to Evan. He signed the extension today.
That's not Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, Evan signed the extension, B. Shout out to Evan Hollywood Herman.
I hope he got hit with something, you know what I mean, for coming up with the white chocolate title.
Hey.
But what was it? The white milk.
I called them almond milk. I thought almond milk was all right.
No diddy, man. Too soon, bro. At least let the man come back from wherever he went first.
So I mean, obviously, we will be talking about some of the prospects, but in a bit, we want to give our flowers to Reed Blankenship for signing the extension. I feel like that UDFA, you know, like I think UDFAs hold that to the chest. Like you're an undrafted guy. Yeah. Shout out to Hollis. You know what you had to put in to get there. So the fact that he showed up and he's, you know, put on for the city, he said he loves the city, he wants to be here. I think he can be that role player. You know, obviously we're all still thinking another safety signing, but I think as a role player,
I love the re-signing here because he was like one of the steady points on the defense that, you know, didn't make you cringe every time you look out there. It's like, but when he was off the field, you knew it. So it'd be interesting how they deploy the guys, especially since we got CJ back, it's gonna be interesting to see how those guys and Brown. And Sid Nay, see how all in play, because it's the safety that you're speaking of, Mr. Simmons. I think that would make my off season free agency complete if they did that one.
But there's other talks about another linebacker that played hybrid safety who played with Giants. Isaiah Simmons is.
I like him too.
Heard to be getting some interest. I think a lot of people on the timeline have actually been saying that. And if you followed my Madden franchise, Isaiah Simmons has been on the squad for about over a year now. I've been forecasting. You know, I've been speaking into existence.
Okay. Yeah, he's got that boy on the USB card. He carries.
I'm surprised they last year. What it was a seventh round pick. He got traded from the Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah, he got traded from the Cardinals. He got traded to the Cardinals or from?
From the Cardinals. I mean, you went
strong. They didn't know what to do with him.
Well, he doesn't like playing linebacker. That's the problem. He doesn't like playing linebacker.
He's I like this one. Blanco ship. That's what you call him. Blanco ship.
I like that.
Yeah, he ain't but the milk missile.
Blanco ship.
Blanco ship.
No, I think you think about the players that we brought in over the years at safety to come in like the Kayvon Wallace of the world. Who else?
Anyway,
he got cut.
Didn't he go to the Jaguars?
Who's that?
No, he's with the Cardinals. He got cut. Yeah, wait.
He went somewhere else though.
I don't know. Then last time I heard, he was at the Cardinals.
But I mean, as soon as Reed Blankenship got on the field, he started making plays.
Yep.
For sure.
But I do think he's still limited in space. Just being honest. The tight ends did have their way. Just being honest. But I call him the protractor because all his hits are perfectly angled. He did have surgery on his groin. So I think he said he had to clean. He had some chronic stuff they had to work on, but he said that's why he got the surgery. He said he's feeling good. So pray for the groin.
Yes.
Pray for the groin.
Yeah.
But thinking about the going into the draft, I think you got to start thinking about potential prospects. I think me personally, I mean, with tackles and potential tackles that can play guard. I think that could be the mindset. There's so many wide receivers. I think you can wait on wide receiver. I think cornerback is we're right in the cornerback hot spot with all these top tackles going off the board. Just off the rip, like if you had it your way, and this is Burger King, go around the room. Where would you go? Start with you, Hollis. Where would you go in the first round? Like what is your heart telling you right now?
You know, but in the first round, I'm thinking they're gonna go offensive, defensive lineman, and then with the two picks in the second round, you get a linebacker and a corner, because I like TJ Tampa at corner, but I think he's gonna be there as early as we pick in the second round, and I feel like we get that guy up front. You can't go wrong with the guy up front and a good guy up front. One of the kids out of Washington, or there's another kid. I don't really like Tyler Guyton because he hasn't played the offensive line position that much. But I think they may like him just because of his skill set, because he played defensive line for a little bit, and then he moved to offensive tackle, and he also played basketball. But I think with that first pick in the first round, I think it's either offensive or defensive line, and then they go linebacker and a corner in the second round.
Mm. What about you, Tim?
If it was my way, I would get Dallas Turner or Jared Verse from FSU. I say you go D-line. Because you want to – second round, you can get a guard. Yeah. And that you can go ahead and get a – you know, because I think – who is it? BB would be there. JPJ would not be there. I think he'll be the first one off as the guard. Right, I think he'll probably be the I think he'll be gone by then. And then wide receiver. You already know who I want at wide receiver.
Who you want?
No, you want Roman Wilson. This guy will get naked in the streets if we draft Roman Wilson. Roman Wilson, Michigan.
Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh man. It's a sensitive moment right now. We can't be talking about running around naked. Like, come on.
I know. No kidding.
Just thinking about just position group. I'm just going off position group. Like to hit?
Well, I'm only going to be honest because, you know what I mean, I'm not there at that level yet with being hyped about the draft. But, you know, with the positions that you guys have been talking of lately and some of the players you've been throwing out there, Edrin Cooper, Cooper DeJean, Dallas Turner that you just mentioned. That kid Broswell from Alabama as well. You know, linebacker edges, you know, to replace this Hassan trade. So that's what ever since Sunday, that's what I've been just.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like kind of looking like, who the hell is in there in that draft that, you know, Howie might be taking a look at. But from past history, I wouldn't even be surprised if he goes an offensive lineman first round this year. Like, that's the other thing that I'm just worried about. But if I had it my way, I'm going to probably hope for either Edrin Cooper or, you know, Cooper DeJean.
You want the linebacker and you want the versatile.
Yeah, I'm only hyped about those two guys because y'all been presenting those two guys as of lately, and I've been doing a whole lot of watching videos on them and seeing the way they're all over that field playing the field. You know, they're from side to side, all that stuff. And yo, these two kids, you know what I mean, will go perfect with our defensive scheme. So
who'd you say?
Edrin Cooper, linebacker.
Yeah, we did interview him.
And Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, we
nicknamed him DeJean now, so it's DeJean. Cooper DeJean. So I think I just feel like make that move. How if you got to move up, I'm there's some players I would move up for. Like,
thank you, Andrew.
Like, I'm actually geeked out about Quinyon Mitchell. I think bringing in a lockdown corner, you know, I've been high on him since forever. So I feel like I just didn't know how high everyone else had him. So now that I'm realizing he's moved up to status of like, the only way we're going to get him, we'll probably have to move up. So yeah,
his pro day was amazing. That's why.
All my mocks recently, I have been taking the 53 and moving up. I'm that crazy about, like, really? You know, I've been just trying to see how it plays out. So if you got the 50 pick, you can actually move back from the 50th pick to acquire more picks you feel like that's a route that we go. But talking about some of the guys, you brought up a couple of these guys. Dallas Turner from Alabama. You know, these Bama boys, I think he right now, everyone believes that he could be potential, you know, the top dog. But I do think there's two other guys that, you know, might feel differently. You have Leiatu Latu out at UCLA. We saw him down at the Senior Bowl. He's got a tool set that, you know, his hands are ridiculous. He was I went back, watched his Senior Bowl tape again. His cutups, and he was the moves. He was just like disarming people left and right. The hand work is crazy. Also a former rugby player, so got the sweet feet. We got Jared Verse out of FSU. I think Jared Verse, you know, he's a guy. He's got a crazy bull rush move. I like his mean streak. He's got a good story. He transferred from Buffalo. I mean, if you ball out at Buffalo, to make it in the top.
That was a quick glimpse of this picture. I thought he had a turtleneck on, bro.
Yo, he got two beards. If you turn him upside down, he got two beards.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, what the hell?
Yeah, yo, man got a hairline. That's why. He got a hairline.
I know we got some Penn State fans in here, so I think right now Chop Robinson has been all the rage as of lately. I think personally, I'd rather go. I don't know if you want flash or you want cash. I think I like Latu right now over Chop.
Hey, can I ask a question? I like Latu too, because my reason is because of his hand uses and stuff. And a lot of times I don't know if you guys, when I be watching watching our guys, they get stuck on blocks and like Velcro.
When I be
looking at the guys, the outside guys, the inside guys, and the guys are going to be playing up front, they're not going to, it's only holding if they call it. And you got to be violent with your hands. And I love the way he uses his hands. Pause.
Jay, yo, Jay's on fire. He said no to lamb chops. All right, so that's no to Chop Robinson. And he said no to your Latu Shitsu.
Oh, he's bugging. So I will say this. I was a big Chop Robinson. I kept on telling Gail. But now after seeing Chop, just watching a little bit of the tape, he tends to
disappear.
Okay, all right. I did what I did. I got a couple of pressures. I got a sack or something. And then fourth quarter, ain't nowhere to be seen.
What's his sack celebration like? Just curious to know.
I have no clue.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a chop though. What's the kid?
It's gotta be a chop.
Oh god. The wig, you know, Wiggins is kind of a weird pick too. Everybody's talking about we should take Wiggins because he's long and rangy. So he may be the guy that they take out of Clemson.
Wiggins. Yeah. I was watching Wiggins today. I think he's got the he's got the length, right? But he's Devontae Smith of cornerbacks. Like they're gonna challenge him to like make a tackle on the edge, on the outside. So I feel like that would be a play. But overall, I think he's got great makeup speed. Ran a 4.28. He's got some wheels, but I think overall he's a solid corner. But I think when I think Quinyon Mitchell, and I just keep going back to Quinyon, I'm like, hey, man, for this, we're going to make that. It's been since what, Lito Shepard, since we made a move in the first round for a cornerback. The last time other corners that we went, back to back was Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas. Remember that? Sidney Jones in the second round? Everyone was like,
nay. And he turned out to be nothing.
Coming off Achilles tear, I was like, come on, Howie, dog, really? I liked him before it.
But at the same time, our minds were occupied with the pick before that and a couple of rounds before that.
Barnett.
So it was.
What about Kamari Lesnar?
Kamari Lassiter from Georgia.
Lassiter. Yeah, I like him too. Like
I was watching him today. Like, I don't think he's not twitched up, but I feel like he's a technician. McConkie was saying, like, Lab McConkie was like, yo, he made me who I am.
You know who we didn't mention? My boy Chris Jenkins, son Chris Jenkins Jr.
Oh yeah, from Michigan.
He's a man amongst boys. That would be a good addition to that interior to solidify some things, and it would light a fire under said 12th overall pick's ass.
Jay says Jared Verse got speed to power and violent hands.
Yes, love that.
I'm not even Byron Murphy like Tank.
But you like Byron Murphy?
Would you? I mean, looking at this defensive line, everybody is talking about Jordan Davis, potential two down. Like you obviously want three downs out of him. So the fact that it is like, do you see Milton as a future piece to build around, or do you feel like you need to bring in someone?
You still need to bring in someone because you got to have competition now. Milton's had his chance to be in there. He's had it. He's had training camps and everything to be the one. This is a whole new coaching staff, whole new defensive coaching staff now. It's a new defensive line coach and it's a new defensive coordinator. It's his time to put up or shut up. But you also light a fire on it. When I said Chris Jenkins Jr., I wasn't just talking about Jordan Davis. I was talking about Milton too, because the gravy train is over. You ain't gonna just be making because they drafted you in the third round. No. It's at some point you have to shit to get off the pot.
Have you ever had because obviously you're an Eagles legend. You've been in the lockers and you talk to the younger players. What would you tell Milton if you bumped into him?
Yeah, leave it on the field. dude. It's like, what are you holding it back for? What are you waiting for?
Right.
That's why I would ask him, what are you waiting for? Yeah, the way you know how you get playing time, you demand playing time. But every time they put you out there, you kick somebody's ass. If you don't do that, all they got to do is put on the tape and show you what you're doing. And if they got a younger guy that they're paying less, And he's doing even if you have to outplay anybody that they bring in, you have to totally outplay them for them to justify keeping you and playing. He's saying players make plays. They're not gonna keep you around just because you're a pretty face.
Now Tim has thoughts on Jerzan Newton, aka Johnny Newton from Illinois. I think he plays with his hair on fire. I think I wouldn't say he has like the great size that you know the elite size for the position, but I think overall he's just like a menace. He's kind of one of the first prospects I started looking at just to think about, oh, what if they go interior? And then I was like, all right, what about Byron Murphy? And then Byron Murphy, bro, he at the combine actually killed it. Twitched up for a man his size, which is crazy. I'm really interested to see what Milton does this year. You know, you got guys like Tupelotu.
You didn't like my guy though. You didn't like Fisk from FSU.
Well, undersized, but you know, well,
he was a problem as senior bowl.
Second round. Yeah. But not for. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't.
Not first round. Yeah.
But we had him in a little mock. But speaking of mocks, we're gonna get to a mock before we get out of here tonight. Big shout out to Hollywood Hearn.
Hollywood. Shout out to him.
Jay has a question. Do you think Huff gets more than 10 sacks a season? He got the ball rush and then gets off those blocks easily and kills them. What do you say? 10 sacks? How many sacks? Give me go ahead.
I'm looking for at least 11. We just 11? Got rid of 11 sacks. I'm looking for at least – we brought you in here. Come on. You ain't got – you're already seasoned.
The limit is high for you, bro.
And the reason I kind of like the move too is – they play Vic Fangio and Robert Salas. They play a similar scheme. We are getting somebody who prepares and schemes for the teams that we play. That's what we've been missing as a Philadelphia fan base defensively. You have people that were just calling plays. Yeah, go. You check him, and the rest of y'all just do something in the middle. That's what it looked like. Everybody was like, "What the hell is this?"
So Michael says 10 or 11. We have Pete Nathan, our favorite hater. He says Huff's going to get about 6.5 sacks. Elena says 12 sacks. I'm gonna say 12 and a half.
I'm going to go Rocky Man with her too.
Rocky Man?
Yeah, I'm going to go Rocky Man 12
with her. Pete says Cooper DeJean, a.k.a. Cooper DeJean, was bought in for a 30 visit. Just so you know, when you say top 30 visits, it's not a top 30 visit. It's actually just the visit. So everyone's like, he was a top 30 visit. He was on the top. Well, that's top 30.
Top 30 on their list, not top 30 in the NFL. Yeah.
The funny thing is they saturate the visits now because they just have people visiting and then they invite people to the draft who probably won't get drafted in the second or third round because everybody doesn't want to come to the draft anymore because it's no longer in New York. It doesn't hold the same nostalgia, so to speak.
So it should be back in New York?
Should be back in New York.
It was dope.
All that Radio City, baby. All day.
I never got the experience one in New York.
Amazing.
I got to, like you, the one here was kind of spectacular only because the weather cooperated. And the weather cooperated. It wasn't like it was just smooth. Everything was smooth sailing.
How was your draft? Family? You had family around you?
Dude, I was in Northern Illinois in my crib, and everybody waiting on the phone to ring. Remember that was back when we had landlines.
Oh right. hey, y'all better not touch that goddamn phone.
Get off my lap. Give me my phone. Don't be holding my phone.
Yo, Hollis had the Zach Morris phone. He was like,
I don't think
they used to even allow girlfriends to be in the video. I think it was like that's something that started recently.
Well, no, yeah. The funniest part is like is I had to go to like a it was like some type of formation or some kind of a ball that the young lady in which I was dating had close proximities with at the time. We had a plan to go to a ball, and I'm like, damn, the draft is going on. So I was watching. You remember the big times cell phones that used to have the strap and there was a big ass box, basically.
Yeah, it's like a Nike. It's like a Nike shoe box.
Yeah, that's what I had. That's what I had at the ball. I had that. I had a little and I had the
big time.
But well, it looked big time, but now to look back on it, I'm glad anybody got no pictures of that shit.
You had your gator shoes. You had your green gator shoes on too.
Say what?
You had your green gators on too.
I had that. You know what? I hadn't graduated up to gators just yet. When I got
some Stacey Adams,
I get alligator shoes with the belt to match.
He had the Kango suit.
$400 cashmere.
He just drew the lines on it.
Before we get into the draft, I know the mock draft. Mike had a question. He said, "Did you guys
see the Wentz conference?" Yeah, this is about the third time somebody brought this up. Look, man, hey, man, best of luck, Carson. You know, you're getting an opportunity again. It is very weird. Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. Like I when someone brings
somebody, somebody actually posted all the teams. It's like he's following Nick Foles. It's like Nick Foles is in his head. He went to Indianapolis. Nick Foles was there. He went to the Rams. Nick Foles was there. He went to Kansas City. Nick Foles was there. Like, wow. Hey, man, he's trying to win the chip like Nick Foles.
I'm surprised that what's his name? RG3 ain't got a call.
I think RG3 is doing a phenomenal job with his media.
Phenomenal job in his media too, and he can save those knees, man. Because I just don't think those knees.
Yeah, ever since he got twisted like he was playing twisted. Bro.
And so I think there ain't no coming back.
He did the stanky leg, bro. That was the last time I remember. You did the stanky leg.
Now, for those of us who remember his bold yet stupid comment about GMs talking about he would cause more of a problem when they brought him in. Ain't nobody bringing your ass in. You were good for a hot second, and that was it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And the weird part is that his meteoric rise to the media was due to him talking about writing a tell-all book.
Oh, that would be interesting.
It's like listening to him, Dan, and him and Dan Ostrowski. I can't stand either one of them. I think it's the highest form of. You're getting on my nerves because they ask questions that I know they can't answer. Like if they say they talk about being the number one and number two receiver, what the hell does Hawkins know? He was a punt returner and probably the fourth or fifth receiver. So what does he know about
play for the Browns, right?
Yeah. See, you have to think about it. Yeah. But it's kind of like they had when they asked David Carr. How it feel to play the Super Bowl? I was like, "How the fuck he know?"
I mean,
third string for the Giants at that time.
He was third string for the Giants, and he went to the Super Bowl with the 49ers. Yeah, you went. You were just spectating like everybody else. Don't try to give all these.
I know he played for the Niners.
I just hate when they try to give epiphanies. It's a waste of time and energy.
I mean, shout out to the New Heights podcast, obviously. Yeah. Jason Kelce, but you think about it, like from a. Elite level of like potential Hall of Famer. That's a Hall of Fame podcast. Yeah. You can't say you're like, well, you're a Hall of Famer. I can't say shit. Yeah. Whatever you say, sir.
Well, you know, what you're talking about though. Mm. So,
yes, the answer to your question.
Okay.
Huh?
Yes. The answer to your question. Are you ready for the mock draft?
Yes. Yes.
Jay says, who's your guy, your favorite right receiver other than the top three? I'm going to go Ricky Pearsall, Ladd McConkey.
Those guys.
I mean, just outside of I got a whole bunch of guys. Whoever's there. Xavier Leggett, like, because there's only going to be one or the other.
So I have to go Leggett, Roman Wilson, and Ricky Pearsall.
I got A.B. Mitchell, Brian Thomas. Junior, that is.
Can I make an honorable mention with Brandon Rice? Because he's nice, too.
He's a contested guy.
Catch everything. He can catch everything.
I was trying to get him for an interview, and
that
40 time kicked in. I was like, bro, come on, you gonna run away from her, bro? I'm trying to get an interview real quick.
Shout out to his pops though.
Trying to get interviews is the worst thing sometimes when you're like at a live event because you're just like pushing people out the way, elbowing. So the fact that we got a couple cool things. So we're gonna do this mock draft. Obviously, we appreciate you guys for sticking around. We're gonna close this out with this mock draft. Pete was saying do something different, but I'm like, what the board gives me. The board gives me. I'm not going to just wildly just pick people just to make you feel better about yourself.
How many rounds are you doing?
We're doing a quick seven.
Saying
with your chest? We got the 20. Can you guys see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. We are starting the mock draft. Bang. Are we trading up? We're going to stay pat? We'll stay pat for this, right?
Yes.
Okay. We are hitting the button. Some of our favorite prospects that went off the board before us. We have Byron Murphy, J.C. Latham, the tackle, Terrion Arnold. You know, Terrion Arnold got he lost his job to Eli Ricks. Oh, kind of shakes me to the core. But Jared Versa, 18. Cooper DeJean goes to Seattle at 16. Jerzon Newton goes to the Colts at 15. So who's on the board at this moment? Nate Wiggins, for you people listening on the podcast. We have Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Power Johnson, the center offensive guard. Marius Mims, the huge tackle, limited experience. Graham Barton. Out of these guys right here, who are we going with?
I'm going with JPJ.
I would say Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Because you like Kool-Aid?
I like Kool-Aid, but I like him a little bit over Nate Wiggins.
Kool-Aid.
Is that Brian Thomas Jr. out there?
Brian Thomas Jr. is on the board.
Tyler Guyton.
I was just going to say, let's just switch it up from our previous mock drafts, you know what I mean? Oh. So we already did one with JPJ as the first pick.
Do one with Brian.
I would go Wiggins.
Wiggins or Kool-Aid.
I would do Brian Thomas Jr.
Kool-Aid's coming off an injury.
That's Frank.
Brian Thomas Jr.
Wiggins it is.
Go down real quick.
What does the chat say?
Wiggins.
They're going with me. They're going with me, JPJ.
JPJ. Kool-Aid.
What's that Kool-Aid?
Cooper.
Peter.
Cooper's gone, folks.
Yeah, Cooper's gone.
I'd honestly move back.
And
right there. And then no more worrying about Quez bitch ass Watkins.
Wow. So you
matter of fact, he went to the Steelers. You see, he went to the Steelers.
Yes.
I could give a care less.
Catching balls in the cold.
I could too if Gail would just go ahead and make a selection here.
Yeah, make the selection.
So we're going Wiggins.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we're going Wiggins.
Is that
sorry, Tim?
Hey,
I'm the odd man out. It's all good.
Well, we're going different.
You go different next time.
Now getting to the second pick, number 50. Ricky Pearsall off the board. He's moving up. Roman Wilson also went off the board. Michael Penix, Javon Bullard, Chris Broswell, Bo Nix, Adisa Isaac, Peyton Wilson.
Is Brian Johnson there now?
We got Ernie Rakestraw, who Jeremiah had us picking in his mock recently. Jatavion Sanders, Jermaine Burton. We got some off the field stuff. Rook Araro, Keenan Coleman, with Jonathan Brooks. This is interesting, man. There's a lot of wide receivers.
Chris Jenkins.
There you go.
Oh, Edrick Cooper.
Still there.
There you go. Either one, Chris Jenkins or Edrian Cooper.
Yeah, go ahead and give me Cooper.
Edrian Cooper.
Because we haven't done that in a while.
So we pick Edrian Cooper, the linebacker out of the rangy linebacker out of Texas A&M. So we pick 53 in the second round of the draft. We have Jatavion Sanders there. Edge Jonah Ellis, his brother played with us. Neyland.
You don't want to trade back?
Go get Chris Jenkins.
Get him.
We have Christian Haynes, the guard out of Connecticut.
Carlson. Wow. Dude,
you can't. There's no way they're drafting two linebackers.
I know. But
Xavier Worthy.
Yes.
Bang.
I like Kyrie Jackson. I didn't see Kyrie Jackson from Oregon.
Hey, though. But we just went with Juice. We got Wiggins. We got Cooper.
And Worthy.
We got Worthy. We got two of the skinniest dudes ever.
We're about to get back-to-back draft right here.
This is different. If you want it different.
Let's just do something different. Right.
And people who will hold you to a mock draft, this is why they call it a mock draft. This is practice here. With the pick number 20 in the round four, we have Xavier Thomas on the board. Eichenberg is on the board. Tyron Tracy, Austin Esteem, Trevor Keegan. If the Eagles want to go a developmental guard, isn't Keegan
didn't he break his leg?
Is he the one that broke his leg?
I think so.
Cooper Beebe.
That's it right there, Cooper Beebe. You go ahead and get you a guard. That dude is a beast.
We got two parts of the Cooper and Cooper law firm with Cooper, Edrian Cooper, and Cooper Beebe. It's not bad. This is
an excellent draft.
Yeah.
So far. We have this is 161 in round five. 161.
Yeah, so this is different. You should go get your boy Joe Milton.
Joe Milton.
Yo, Hollis. Every time he made a complete pass, he was doing backflips.
I would look at Tim. He'd be like, eight bleachers down the road. I look up and look up. I'm like, he's doing flips again. He had a good pro day, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your boy Dylan.
Everybody's got a good pro day.
That's what I heard.
It's scripted, so it better be a good pro day.
Yeah, got the arm talent, but we haven't gone safety yet.
Nah.
Any of these safeties do for you?
Brady's cool. Brady's
Malik Mustafa from Wake Forest.
Mustafa, say it again.
I like Dylan. I like Dylan for another. Oh, James Williams.
James Williams, big safety right there, bro.
I just see. Yeah, James.
You want the hybrid?
6'5".
Let me get that.
6'5". He can play linebacker too.
Yeah, come on. I don't ask for much. Let me get that.
Okay, this one's for Prime. This
that'll be the guy that could cover those tight ends as well.
This one's for Prime. So,
Miles Reese voice.
Wow, this guy is crazy.
It's for the achiever in you.
So, round five, 171 pick. We have Joe Milton.
I like Dylan Johnson.
Jaheim Bell.
That's it right there. That's the pick right there. That is the pick right there.
Jaheim Bell.
That's youth check right there.
That is the – that is like
– fullback, running
Luke,
back.
Luke McCaffrey still on the board.
Yeah, Luke would be nice. Go ahead and get Bell, bro.
That is like the best – that's a R&B 90s. That's a 90s R&B.
Jaheim Bell?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Cop my album, Jaheim Bell, Florida State. He'll get you that yak. He's a different type of again.
What do
you
got? Baby.
We got Albert O in the building. We got Dallas Goedert in the building. This guy could get you some yak. I wouldn't say he's an inline dude, but he's a guy that you could trust to make some move the chains.
Oh, we got another big right now.
So this is round. Damn, how many picks we got in the fifth? Where you guys want to go? We have Pritchett.
I mean, did we get a corner? We got Wiggins, right?
Yeah, we got Wiggins first.
Okay. Safety. You gotta go safety.
Kamani Vidal, he had a visit with the Eagles. McCaffrey's on. Yo, McCaffrey. Telling you,
man. You might have to take a look.
I'm telling you, man.
Jalen Simpson?
We haven't drafted a safety, right? Yeah. Eagles were.
Well, Williams. You got Williams.
Eagles were at the Auburn Pro Day.
Mm-hmm. Would they have been looking at something else?
Looking at those DBs, man. I'm telling you. Where you guys want to go here? We're almost done.
Y'all picked the last one.
I would go McCaffrey.
Go McCaffrey then.
And that would force the McCaffrey clan to watch the Eagles put in work. Now we're closing out the draft. This is round six, last pick of the draft. This is one of the fastest mocks we've done with no fighting. This is a developmental. We got BB. I don't think he's developmental.
Oh, Johnny Dixon.
I'm
a Penn State guy. Sorry.
Jalen Ford.
Jalen Ford.
Boom. We got another linebacker. Jalen Ford.
He's a beast too.
Bye bye, Patrick Johnson.
I'm not mad at this draft.
You should.
It's different. PFF.
This has got to be A.
Really not a grade guy. But I don't live by their grades, but let's see. We had a Nate Wiggins, we got an A, Edrian Cooper pick, we got a B. We went Xavier Worthy with the 53rd pick. We got Cooper Beebe. I think he goes earlier than that, but for some reason he keeps sliding. Versatile guard, plays a whole bunch of different positions. James Williams, the linebacker. He's a safety, but he actually played linebacker down in the Senior Bowl just to show him that he could do it. We keep on going with Jaheim Bell. Mm-hmm. His album drops soon in the fifth round. And then we went with Luke McCaffrey. Yeah. He's faster than his brother, taller than his brother. He used to be a quarterback, but as a wide receiver, he was making plays down in the Senior Bowl. We want another linebacker to close it out, Jalen Ford.
Yes.
Very interesting pick. I like it.
We averaging BB plus my draft, bro. Mm-hmm.
When was the last linebacker from Texas? And he played good for us.
I have a signed autograph of him picking somebody off.
Jordan Hicks.
Not bad. Got some skinny dudes, man.
Yeah, right. It's all good though.
Devontae changed the game on that, bro.
Got some juice, man. Got some juice.
Got that Kevin Durant strength.
Durantula.
But shout out to everyone, you 450 crazy people watching along with us as we go along. But last word before we get out of it, we'll start with you, Tim. Last word.
I was in my feels. About our guy Son being traded, but I don't want to say trust the process, but how will we trust? So, we good, man. We good. Free agency does not end now. You know what I'm saying? So we still got some people. We still got some holes to fill. We're gonna be okay. And Sixers, let's go. And Phillies, let's win one more. Let's get on that winning path. Come on, guys.
Man, this guy's hitting all every single sport. You want to talk about the Union while you're at it?
kick with that kick. I don't know the shit about.
You don't belong there.
Right.
last
I'm
word,
6'3", Holly. 6'3", trying to play soccer is crazy.
What is that?
Last word, Hollis.
No, it's good to be back with you guys. Love the mock draft. The mock draft was considerably faster than the last time we did this. Last time we did this, it took us hours. Prime's wife came in the room and snatched him in the collar to take him to dinner. So
that's what did it.
That's what means we're growing as a unit. But I appreciate y'all having me. I'll be back next week and for the foreseeable future. And I got to brush up on some more late round draft picks. And I need to see who's going to be that undrafted free agent that's going to make the roster.
Ooh, Blake Watson out of Memphis.
Out of who? Out of Memphis.
Check him out. Running back.
Running back.
You want to take?
What about the kid? It's a kid up out of New Hampshire.
Oh, Dylan Lobby. That's my guy. We did an interview with him.
Yeah.
He's like the poor man's Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
But that's what he models his game after.
Man, I see. Danny Woodhead. My man played for the Pats.
Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead. That's what I see when I see him. I see Danny Woodhead.
Last word, Primo.
The kid is about to come out in the Bull WrestleManias. Yeah.
You see it.
I'll be there, man. This shit starts for me on Thursday. I'm going to be meeting up with Blue Meanie at the tavern. All right, for y'all that want to join us, go meet Blue Mania. Is going to be popping off that night. And then Friday is where it starts, man. Taking the family to SmackDown. Then me and my brother and my
goddaughter. The family. You taking your kids too?
I'm taking the kids to SmackDown, bro. Wow. Yes, sir. I'm doing WrestleMania over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. You know what I mean? Might, if all goes well, might see Hulk Hogan on Sunday. We'll see, man. Keeping my prayers for that. Yeah. Going to end it on Monday Night Raw with the cousins. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a wrestling fiesta for me and the boys, man. Just as you can see, I'm ready, boy. The championship belts are here.
Wearing the Prime helmet.
I'm wearing the Prime helmet, man. I'm wearing my Prime helmet and I'm wearing my Dallas Sucks to always let everybody know Dallas Sucks. I'm in the link. I'm gonna be my Prime. You know what I mean? Cool. That's never gonna go ahead and change. So yeah.
Oh man, sorry. I Prime with the Dallas Suck thing. So I was at this lady's surprise birthday party, and her mom was in a wheelchair, really, really older. So she was like, "Yeah, I'm a Dallas fan." I was like, "Dallas was in the NFC Championship game the last time."
Oh no, you did. No, you didn't. Why would you?
I did. She started it.
Yo, you going to hell, man?
Wheelchair, man.
Please. This guy. Hey, we see a wheel down the steps or something.
I'm done with you, bro. I'm done.
We're gonna pray for you.
We're
gonna pray for
say,
you.
Say three Hail Marys and a glory to
God. That's how we're serving the cross.
Yeah. Bob asked, "What mock simulator would we use? We use the PFF one." But that's what it is. But last word before I get out of here, shout out to Evan and the fam. I know they had lost in their family. We're praying for you guys and hope hope you guys are taking some time and reflecting on a great family member, and we're just sending our condolences. Draft season is right around the corner. I'm still watching these prospects as I go. Trying to keep informed, of these visits. A lot of prospects are visiting with the Eagles now. I think there's probably about 15. As of now, they got 15 more to go to get some of these visits in. But I think we're cruising right along. I feel like we have a good handle on the draft. I feel like we're gonna get our dudes. We're gonna fill in the blanks, and we're gonna live life after Hassan. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.